Patient name Susan Allen, Allen, date of birth 2/4/53, date of service 5/15/23. This is a 70-year-old female patient here with complaint of acute onset right ear pain, also sore throat and associated dizziness. She was nauseous as well, although never vomited. These symptoms started yesterday, earlier in the day. She tells me last night she was lying down, and every so often she would feel a shooting pain in her right ear. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 139/67, pulse 73, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 98% on room air. Current weight 102, allergies multiple, all reviewed in the chart. Current medications, all reviewed in the chart. Medical history, hypertension, COPD, opioid dependence, anxiety, surgical history, hysterectomy, C-section, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking, period, new paragraph. Concerning her symptoms, she hasn't taken any medication for relief. Symptoms seem to be better with rest, worse on activity. Period, new paragraph. Labs today include a strep test. It was negative. Period, new paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears. Tympanic membrane erythema, visible bilaterally. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute sinusitis, patient will receive a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. Period, new paragraph, associated nausea with vertigo, Phenergan, 25 milligrams, 3 times a day, PRN, vertigo. Period, new paragraph. Patient will also have an additional diagnosis of otitis media, more so on the right. We will prescribe the Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack as above. Additionally, we will give antibiotic otic drops as instructed. The patient will get plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, monitor her symptoms, return to clinic or call me as needed.